as we're professionals, we need to do more than look at the current trends. It's very easy to get caught up with the latest thing, whether it be, you know, we need a Facebook page, we need an iPhone app, we need an Ajax-driven website, we need to be 2.0, do you remember that? We need to be accessible, etc. We need to be looking further ahead than that. I'm not saying that we don't need to be current with what's happening right now, but we also need to be looking at what's coming over the hill, what's a little bit further out. Now, you can look so far out that it becomes pointless, but there is a balance to be struck, and I do think that we need to keep at least one eye on what's coming round the corner. And there are people out there that are kind of working on this stuff, and we need to pay attention to them. One such person is Amber Case. She's somebody that I've encountered a couple of times recently. First of all, when I saw her excellent TED talk on the fact that we are all cyborgs these days. She refers to herself as a cyborg anthropologist. And actually, from watching her talk on the idea of being a cyborg and the fact that we are very reliant on technology and how technology affects our culture and our behaviour and our, you know, our society, that I started looking at this subject of cyborg anthropology a little bit more. And she inspired me to do that. She is one of these people that works on stuff that is coming over the hill, that's a little bit further away. Now, one of the things that she's been looking at is this idea of geofencing. And I came across her again recently in a post that she's written, an interview that she did for time.com. And it's about a talk that she will be giving this year at South by Southwest. And I find this whole subject of geofencing something really very interesting. Probably the best way to explain geofencing is to give an example that Amber shared with the guys at time.com. She said, imagine a scenario in which you get off a subway or a highway and a text message is instantly generated to your roommate or spouse indicating you're 5 minutes away from home. Or how about an alert when you enter a grocery store as you need to buy certain things, or an automatically generated text message to your boss that you're going to be a few minutes late when you're not at your desk by 9 a.m. Or even a hospital instantly being updated with a patient's medical records and status report when that person passes through the front door of the emergency room. Geofencing is something that is beginning to appear even now. It's available on the iPhone with the reminder service that when you leave your home or return to your home or indeed any other location, you can set up automatic reminders. But we're at very early days with what I think is a very powerful technology. You may be wondering how this affects you as a web designer or website owner. In the immediate, it does not. This is stuff that's coming over the hill, stuff that we need to be vaguely aware of. But we do need to start thinking about it right now. For example, currently our web pages are tagged with basic metadata that includes probably most notably the date of when the page was created or edited. Now, what if those web pages were also tagged with the location, with location-related information? In actual fact, that's already possible. It's perfectly possible to do that. Not only can we tag individual web pages, we can also tag pieces of data within those pages using various standards like microformats or schema. Once our content is associated with location, then the possibilities offered by geofencing apps becomes obvious. For example, Amber's own geofencing service, which is Geolokai or something like that, I'm not quite sure how you pronounce it, allows users to be notified on their smartphone when they're near a location that appears on Wikipedia. So equally, if your site lists locations of stores or events or provides other location-specific content, then these geofencing apps could make use of it. Is this something you need to be considering today? Well, probably not. Geofencing is still in its infancy. However, I think this is going to be really popular over the next few years. But because It's a lot more useful than the current check-in services like Foursquare. We're not talking here about just telling other people where your location is. What we're talking about is providing location-specific information to you where you are as you go about your life to leave you better informed and better equipped to carry out your day-to-day life. So I think this is going to be popular over the next few years. And I think we need to be in a position when this does happen, when this does break into the mainstream, to be ready to offer location tagged information. I think the broader question, the thing that you definitely need to be thinking about right now and today, is are you keeping one eye on these future techs? Are you aware of things like geofencing that's coming over the horizon that will need to be part of your strategy next time round, you know, next cycle, so to speak? Or are you just reacting to and trying to catch up with whatever the current trend is? If you're scrabbling around now, for example, thinking about your mobile strategy, it's too late. You should have been thinking about that a year or 2 years ago when that was just beginning to appear, where that was the equivalent of geofencing today. So keep an eye on the future and keep an eye out for things like geofencing, and make sure that you're listening to people like Amber that are talking about future and emerging technologies.